Welcome to the Balancing Keto podcast, a place where I talk about balancing keto in a non-keto world, a podcast dedicated to empowering women on their journey, where we talk about diet, life, and personal development. My name is Dr. Heather Stafford, and I'll be your host. Each podcast, I will be sharing my thoughts on different topics, talking about my journey filled with successes, mishaps, and laughing along the way. So get comfy and come and hang out with me. Welcome to episode 21 of whatever the hell name this podcast it is, because I don't even know what it's going to be at this point. Because since I've last spoken to you, I had a baby. And my baby is now 8 months old and has two teeth. And so much has happened since my last podcast that I don't even know if I can go back and rewind. Maybe I can start with my birth story. We induced a couple of days before 39 weeks at the request of my doctor because of my age. Even though everything was perfect, when I checked into the hospital, I had only gained 3 pounds from the day I got pregnant. So I actually lost about 20 some odd pounds being pregnant. And then I was induced and I labored for over 24 hours. I pushed for over 4 hours. And then between the way the baby was positioned, them not being able to feel the sutures on top of her head, and the way my pubic bone was, the doctor and I decided that I didn't need to labor any longer because we didn't think it was going to be productive. Because basically when I was done pushing, she would just get sucked right back in and they couldn't feel the sutures on her head to be able to assist by pulling her out for me to have her naturally. So, and I did have an epidural. We decided to go into a C-section because I told my doctor, you know, with my age, I want to make sure I have a healthy baby and a healthy mom. And I went in and had a C-section. The only unfortunate thing that happened was during my C-section, after they took her out, I was fine up until that point. And then all of a sudden I could feel everything that they were doing. And it felt like I was being disemboweled, which was not fun. All I could think about was Mel Gibson in the movie, Braveheart, when he was yelling freedom at the end. That's exactly what went through my mind. I started hollering and swearing. As a matter of fact, the anesthesiologist kind of put me in twilight, but I still was trying to come at the doctor so much so. And I had had my husband take the baby away at that point because I was holding her on my chest. And I tried taking the doctor out and my husband had to restrain me while they completely knocked me out so that they could finish the C-section. That was the only thing that was, you know, really noteworthy during my birth experience. And then afterwards, I went home. She was perfect. She latched beautifully, like immediately, for breastfeeding. I went home, and then within a day or a day and a half, I wound up not feeling well, went back to the hospital with high blood pressure, and was readmitted for preeclampsia after the birth, was put on a magnesium something drip for 24 hours. My husband had to be there with the baby because I was exclusively breastfeeding. Oh, and she did get a tiny little bit of jaundice in the hospital, but that cleared up within a day, or at least was getting better within a day. My husband had to stay with me when she was back with me in the hospital because she was no longer a patient. And when you're on the magnesium, they had to put me on a catheter and I couldn't walk because you're really loopy. He had to hand her to me in order for me to be able to feed her. It was crazy. And then I was home on blood pressure meds. So after having my baby, I was on a blood pressure med and a thyroid medication that I was put on during my pregnancy just to keep my numbers in line, even though it was like 1 point off of where the doctor would have liked my thyroid to be. Anyway, after coming home and recovering all of the water weight, I actually went down probably 203, 193, 183, almost 30 pounds, like 25, 26 pounds. And then Within 3 to 6 months, I was off all medication. I'm no longer on high blood pressure med, no longer on thyroid, and my numbers all look great. My blood pressure is completely normal. The only thing I take is vitamins and allergy meds at this point. So all of that was fantastic. She is exclusively breastfed. She's never had a pacifier. She spits them out or gags on them, and I just gave up at like 3 or 4 months of trying. Not trying consistently, but every once in a while I would try to give it to her and she'd spit it out or gag on it. Bottle, we tried once or twice, and she plays with it more than anything else. It's not a food delivery receptacle that she appreciates. She appreciates getting it right from the tap. So, yeah, she's 8 months, just got her two bottom teeth. She has a great little personality. She's the chubbiest little thing I've ever seen. And she's absolutely gorgeous and the light of my life. And still going strong with breastfeeding. She's got two, like I said, two teeth. And so I'm a little worried about that, especially when the top two come in. But so far, so good. She's chomped a little bit, but not anything hard. So I'm happy about that. What am I doing now? Well, my business is crap because, with COVID still going on, me having an infant, I'm requiring everybody to have the vaccination or and booster if eligible because I don't want my baby. We have not had COVID. My household in my current home, me, my husband, my child, have not had COVID, period. I've been boosted twice. My husband's been boosted once. He just turned 50, so he'll go and get his second booster. And literally this week, they just came out with the vaccines for under five. So she will be getting her vaccine as soon as possible. So all of my patients have to either be vaccinated and boosted if eligible and all of that stuff. So I'm barely working 2 days a week. I'm doing some work from home, virtual assistant stuff. And some social media stuff, and it's still not enough to pay the bills. So, my diet is still garbage, but I'm still almost 20 pounds under what I was when I got pregnant, which is good. Almost 20 pounds, something like that. And my husband and I really need to get on track, but I've been stressing out because my business isn't there and I want to be with my daughter. And it's at a time in my life. I know I've talked about personal development on this podcast, but it's a time in my life where it's time to pivot again. And I want to change up our business. I want to change up my life. I thought it would be super easy to be able to go back to work with a newborn and an infant. And whoa, was I delusional. But you don't know until you know. Having a child is not something that you can fully comprehend until you actually have one, especially as a woman, especially as someone who's breastfeeding. I think I'm not going to say it's easier, but it is kind of easier when you're bottle feeding, which I'm glad I'm not because there's a formula shortage, and my husband's so grateful that we're able to breastfeed successfully, because she's 20 pounds of chunk. But when you're bottle feeding or whatever, you don't have to do all the feedings. You can actually alternate nights of people taking turns getting sleep and doing all the things. And when you're exclusively breastfeeding, it's all on the shoulders of the mama. And there's not much dad can do. When she's ready for a boob, she's ready for a boob. And putting her to bed, she nurses to sleep. And right now I've got her in her own crib in her bedroom, but I have a futon in her bedroom that I'm sleeping on because I keep getting up multiple times a night to feed her, like three and two or three once she finally goes down. And I don't want to have to go back and forth to my bedroom. I want to be able to respond to her, quickly. And I like being close to her. So I'm hoping sometime within the next 6 to 8 months, I'll be back into my bedroom. But anyway, you don't realize until you have children what a toll it takes on your body. It changes all of your topography. It changes you mentally, emotionally, physically, all of the ways. And being in practice anymore isn't giving me the joy that it once did. The joy that I get now is being with my daughter. and being able to spend as much time with her as possible. And I want to be home to do that. So it's time to pivot. I also need to start eating well and exercising, but I'm also stressed because we're running out of money. So all the things. So I'm trying to figure out where this podcast is going to pivot other than it being like a diary vlog, not even a vlog, but a audible version of that, and into something that other people can actually get some use out of. And I know my wheelhouse is personal development. My wheelhouse is being well with diet and exercise and all of that stuff when I'm actually, you know, following my own advice that I would give to a patient, you know, but I admit I feed my feelings. I had trauma and PTSD and as a young girl, and my thing is I feed my feelings. So when I'm on and everything is well, I have excellent results and advice to give. I handle my mental health well. So personal development is good. Diet is good. And I think what I'm going to do is pivot into an overall wellness for women that really talks about relationships and how to make sure that you're in the right relationship for you, the best relationship for you, making it the best relationship if you and your partner truly love each other and want to be successful as a couple, or whether or not you want to decide whether or not you need to be in the relationship you're in, or it's time to, you know, hand in your papers and set yourself free and your partner free and free to find the people that are right for you. And so I want to talk about all of that and women being able to pivot and learn and adapt and grow and change and, you know, be in one career and decide you want to do something else. And I want more women to own businesses. I want more women to be entrepreneurs, whether it's online or a brick and mortar. You know, we're in the process of possibly trying to buy a brick and mortar business. My husband is expanding his business in the next month or so into a new larger space. So, you know, I want to talk about business. I want to talk about personal development. I want to talk about health and wellness as all of this pertains to women and relationships, both your loving relationship and your family and your business relationship. So encompassing all of that, the only thing I could think of is it's not going to be just about one thing, but it's going to be about the betterment of women as a unit. And the thing that I keep coming onto is a dragonfly, because I think we're all dragonflies. And if you know anything about a dragonfly, you know that it's like a helicopter. It can fly in all four directions. It hovers. It can change. It can pivot. If you look at the symbolism of the dragonfly, it's about growth through maturity and change and development. So I really like that, and it's speaking to me, and I'm creating a group. I'm going to have a Facebook page, and I'm getting rid of everything else. I'm focusing on business for my family because I want to build an empire for my daughter. I want to be well with my husband, and I want to empower women to do the same thing or work on any one of those aspects of their life. Personal, you know, relationships, business, and their own personal development. And like I said, dragonflies. And I'm going to call it the Dragonfly Queens. And we are going to talk about different topics as they pertain to women and improving our lives. So this episode is just kind of saying how I'm going to pivot. So there's going to be a new cover photo and name. I'm still going to be talking about balancing keto because I'm still going to be more low carb than my husband. My husband was doing Weight Watchers. He dropped over 20 pounds. I remember I talked about him possibly doing Numer Weight Watchers. He settled on Weight Watchers, down almost 20, 25 pounds, doing really well. And yeah, we're going to talk about all of that stuff. So it's going to be Dragonfly Queens. I'm sorry if I'm all over the place, but I think I'm finally focusing on where I want to be. And again, that's pivoting for women and everything that goes along with it. So I am looking for women who want to partake in personal development, having better relationships with their family, with their partners, at work. If you're not happy with your job, considering changing what you do, becoming a business owner, because in the grand scheme of things, if you don't own it, you work for somebody else and you're basically going to die a worker bee. You're going to have to count on retirement from an employer or for what you can save. And all of your hard work is going into somebody else's pocket. That's what I've learned about this country in the last 10 years is it's capitalism. And if you're not making your own, you're making somebody else's own. So I want to help other women make their own. We're going to talk about how to get into your own business, whether it is online or brick and mortar. I want to do both. I want to have an online business. I want to have brick and mortar business. I want to get into real estate and develop a portfolio so that by the time my daughter is 16, I'm handing her a key to her own business that she can then start managing on her own as a teenager and learn the ropes, because I never want her to have to work for somebody else. So there's going to be some parenting stuff in there. Everything for women to improve their lives and the lives of the people around them. I also want to show women how you can have the best marriage that you can't even imagine, and your husband won't even know what hit him. Because I love psychology, and sometimes relationships are all about psychology and using the powers that you have available to you for good. And so we're going to talk about that. So if you have some relationship stuff, if you want to know about personal development, or again, all of the things I mentioned, diet and exercise, join the tribe. I'm going to have a free Facebook group, free podcast, and then eventually I'm going to have a Patreon account where there will be more in-depth trainings and chatting and developing stuff that's not necessarily free for everybody, but for small monthly contribution, or eventually individual products that you can get, like courses and things like that. I'll figure that out as I go. But right now it's going to be a free Facebook group and a free podcast, and I'll start providing some value, and I'm going to figure out what I'm going to talk about first next time. And I'm not sure what it's going to be, but it'll either be one of the few topics, let's see, personal development, working on yourself. And I wrote a book and I self-published it. So there's that. So we can talk about personal development and ourselves. We can talk about a little bit of business, a little bit of diet and exercise, a little bit of parenting stuff. I'm going to write up some lists. And I'm going to start doing one or two shorter podcasts a week where I can hit on one or two topics every single week and then circle back. Once I go through all four or five various topics that I want to talk about, start over. And so like every Monday will be about this, and every Wednesday will be about that. Every Friday will be about this, or Tuesdays and Thursdays if I do it two or three times a week. And so we'll be shifting up the content. I would love to hear from you guys. If anyone is listening and is interested in any of this stuff, look for the Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Queens. Look for me. You can send me an email. It's heather@hstafford.com, which is nice and easy. And that's all I have to say for right now. There's way too much that has happened to go back and rehash everything over the last 8 months, but this is what's going forward. This is going to be a podcast for women about growth and pivoting through age, knowledge, education, and experience. So I hope you decide to stick around. I know I'm all over the place. I promise I'll focus, but I wanted to get this recorded while I was on my way to the office to acupoke some people. And I just wanted to get something out there. So I know this was a long rant, but please reach out, find the Facebook group, and subscribe here and let me know what you think. Send me an email, send me a note on Facebook. I look forward to hearing from you, and hopefully you'll stick around for episode 22 of this podcast. And I think it's going to be Dragonfly Queens. Thanks again, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Balancing Keto. My name is Dr. Heather Stafford, your host, and I hope you have a really great day. please try to pay it forward, treat others the way they want to be treated, and just live with integrity. Okay? Talk to you again real soon.